Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. It is well underway. Lights on Stratford. Joining us on the phone line is Zach Gribble with all the details. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Jamie.
Zach, we have got, I guess we could say the final piece of the puzzle is now set with the at least the last installation, if you will, for Lights on Stratford.
It is. Yeah, we were really thrilled on Monday night to have the relaunch of the Tom Patterson Theater. It originally appeared in 2020, but it feels like 10 years ago. But
yeah.
Back then, we had the major pandemic closure, and so it was only up for a very short period of time. So we're really thrilled to have the Tom Patterson Theater, which is a Governor General's award winner for architecture, part of this year's Lights on Stratford Festival, completely lit up. As you might know, there's a bit of an Easter egg with that particular exhibit.
What's the Easter egg?
Well, that was a bit of a leading tease there. The Easter egg, and there are instructions on our online website within the map that explains how to do this. But the lighting designer, Michael Walton, built the light show completely synced and orchestrated to Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. So it's a beautiful light display just with the lights themselves. But if you get your device and you cue up the Pink Floyd album, at the very beginning of the 17-minute light show, there are two red flashes and then a white flash. And if you hit play right on that white flash, the next 17 minutes are pretty phenomenal when it's synced to the music that you can listen to on your device.
Oh, that is so cool. And it does work, though. That's the thing. It works.
It really does. It's quite a thrill to see people with their headphones on all around the river looking at the light display. We really wanted to make sure that we shared that little secret insider information so that people could have that full experience.
Oh, that is so cool. So you can check that out. That's just part of Lights on Stratford, but you can check that out with Tom Patterson Theater. And Zach, it has been just the kickoff from last weekend. So successful. All over social media, folks are just raving about the attractions.
We're really thrilled with the response. We've got six main light display exhibits. We have over 15 other shareable moments and displays. On our opening weekend, we had around 5,000 people participating in the main light displays, which is really phenomenal and really a great start to the festival.
And I know someone was asking just the other day, so now with Tom Patterson Theater, everything is in place. There's nothing still to come. You can just check it and take it all in right now.
That's correct. Now, there is some programming with some of our other cultural partners like Stratford Summer Music and a variety of things happening with programming at the Stratford Perth Museum and elsewhere. So it's really incredible to see the whole community come together and really put our best foot forward for our community and for visitors and showing the depth and breadth of culture that is Stratford.
And again, lightsonstratford.ca is the website for details, but it is on now and it is happening through our wintertime, through till about the end of January, right?
That's correct, yeah, right through almost the very end of January. And we really wanted to provide a full 6 weeks, which gives people a lot of opportunity to enjoy the displays. And we recognize that a lot of people are very busy over the holidays, so we have the entire month of January to enjoy this festival.
And a great way to enjoy it. We should again shout out that you've partnered with Go Transit on this.
We have so many partnerships. So Go Transit has been a phenomenal partner, and they're helping us get the word out there. And we have some prize packages. In fact, there's one happening right now if you visit our Lights on Stratford social channels that you can apply for. Pretty incredible. It's a preloaded Presto card from Go Transit, but there's also hotel, restaurant vouchers for a pretty incredible stay, whether it's a staycation or you're visiting to Stratford. So that's on our social channels right now.
And the Culture Cab is, well, also taking part. So that is great. So again, you can check it out because there's so many great locations. Again, links and details on our social media and with mystratfordnow.com, Lights on Stratford, the Winter Festival of Lights. Zach, before we let you go, anything else about Lights on Stratford? Or, of course, there's Destination Stratford now getting very close into the holidays here.
Yes, yeah, we're actually just wrapping up today our Christmas trail. I think we've set a new record with how busy we've been with the Christmas trail. Your mention of partnerships and collaborations, I did just want to give a special shout out to Stratford City Transit and their hop-on, hop-off bus that we're featuring this year every 30 minutes during Lights on Stratford. It's been really successful, and it's this kind of unique partnership that I think makes Stratford so special, and that hop-on, hop-off bus has proven to be very popular, whether people are just hopping on to warm up and see the displays from a different vantage point, but there's other folks that are taking in the entire festival from the bus. So that's something we're really proud of as a partnership.
Yeah, that makes such a difference. Lights on Stratford is happening. Lightsonstratford.ca is the website. Zach Gribble. Zach, thank you so much, and very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to you.
Merry Christmas. Thanks, Jamie.